In our next game, we imagine what would happen if Heidi Klum hosted the Scripps National Spelling Bee. As you know, in spelling bees, one word you're in, the next word you're out. Let's meet our next two contestants. First up, Ruchi Nanda on buzzer number one. You were a financial consultant, but you just started business school with an aim to move into the entertainment industry. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Ruchi, you considered auditioning for MasterChef.
Yes, I did.
But then you found out it's a big time commitment.
I was very interested in auditioning. They were coming to New York City. And I found out it's a 3-month commitment. And you spend most of your time in a hotel, learning recipes, learning how to cook. Fortunately, I've already made my tuition payment. There's no way I can leave school now.
Right. So once you're locked in there, that's it. No friends, no family, no outsiders. You're doing that show. But that's also why they're so good, I guess, right?
That is. That's why every single dish looks like it's restaurant quality.
Mm-hmm. All right. Makes sense. I'm sorry that you're not part of it, but maybe they'll be like MasterChef part-time. Your opponent is Katie Jarina on buzzer number two. You work in account management at a media consulting firm, and you've been trained to see advertising everywhere you look. Welcome.
Thank you.
Katie, you recently started making vision boards, which I love. Now, please explain for those of us who do not know what a vision board is, what it is, and why you make them.
So it's kind of like what middle school girls did in their rooms, but like with a purpose. I mean, with cutting magazine things out, obviously. Yeah. Didn't really quite get where that one was going. It's like a visual representation of the things you want to manifest in the next year or so.
So what do you do with a board that represents a goal you did not meet?
We have a super high quality shredder at the office. And it's like really satisfying to see everything just sort of like decimate before your eyes, much like your life over the past 6 months.
Fantastic. Thank you for that answer. Remember, Ruchi and Katie, win 2 games and you move on to our final round. Let's go to your first game. So your game is called Spelling Bee Style. It's simple. We're going to read you a sentence about a fashion brand, but the last word is a blank. You need to fill in the blank by spelling the fashion word. Here we go. Maya Rudolph is known for her impression of this Italian fashion house owner, Donatella blank. Katie.
V-E-R-S-A-C-E. Versace.
Yeah. That's right, we're not kidding. It's really a spelling game. That's what we're doing.
NBA star Steph Curry has a sweet endorsement deal with the athletic apparel company Under Blank. Katie.
A-R-O-M-R. Armor.
No, I'm sorry. You know it's incorrect. Yeah. Ruchi, can you steal?
A-R-M-O-U-R.
That's right.
Yeah. It's an American company, but the founder chose the British or Canadian spelling of armor with a U because in the early 2000s, he thought it would make for a better toll-free number. 1-888-4-ARMOR. My preppy friend pops the collar on his polo shirt from this label, founded in 1985, Tommy Blank. Katie.
H-I-L-F-I-G-E-R. Hilfiger?
Yeah, that's correct.
This Japanese fashion brand used to be called Unique Clothing Warehouse, but shortened it to Blank. Ruchi.
U-N-I-Q-L-O.
That's right. Uniqlo.
I splurged on a $98 pair of Wonder Under yoga pants from Canadian athleisure brand Blank. Ruchi.
Lululemon. L-U-L-U-L-E-M-O-N.
That is correct. Yes. This is your last clue.
The one-time Project Runway judge who critiqued a contestant's pants by saying, "That crotch is insane," is fashion designer Michael Blank. Ruchi.
Kors, K-O-R-S.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
It was a close game. Ruchi, well done. You're one step closer to our final round.
If you know how to spell Coors because it was in Monday's crossword puzzle between Kettle and Ragnarok, you should be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, Jonathan Colton and I will try to guess a mystery guest's secret. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.